It's Monday morning, and 8-year-old Layla Burnfield and her two older sisters, Holly and Emily, are hard at work.
Day two, the first draft. Today you will write the draft of your story. The story you write.
Their morning routine goes something like this. Get up, get ready for the day, eat some breakfast, get started on math work.
I mean, that they just know automatically what they're doing. And then they start their curriculum.
What does NOVA mean?
When this white dwarf.
That's Holly Burnfield. She's the girl's mother and their teacher. She's homeschooled them since they were little.
See all this stuff that it's swirling and pulling off of this sun? It's about to blast. It's getting.
Trends indicate homeschooling is on the rise across the country and in the Hoosier State. But there's no way to be sure. Many states don't keep a tally. Indiana's Department of Education tries to keep track. Parents who want to homeschool are encouraged to report their enrollment. But since it's not mandatory, state officials say there's no way to know if their data is accurate.
Indiana has had a fairly long tradition of hands-off in terms of regulation and oversight.
Rob Koonsman heads the International Center for Home Education Research at Indiana University.
It just goes back to the setup for education oversight in our country more generally, that it's a state decision in terms of regulation of their educational system.
So what kind of regulations does the Hoosier State have in place? Indiana's compulsory school attendance law requires all children to be enrolled and attending school the year they turn 7. Parents or legal guardians can choose to homeschool their kids as long as they provide 180 days of instruction and keep a record of attendance. Kids must be provided with instruction equivalent to that given in the public schools, but state law doesn't define equivalency. And there's no state-approved curriculum or mandated textbook list for home education like there is for public schools. That leaves what these students learn up to their parents. Holly Burnfield says she likes being in control of what she feels will most benefit her own children.
Bottom line, what I wanted to teach my kids is how to learn. Another thing about public school, they're fed what they learn. They don't learn how to research things until older high school.
Additionally, state law doesn't require ISTEP or any other form of standardized testing for children in homeschools. In fact, homeschooled kids can't take these tests unless they're also enrolled in public school for at least one period a day. Burnfield considers that a good thing.
In public school, you study something, you take a test, you move on. In homeschool, you don't move on until you get it. They do some, you know, tests in math sometimes, but it's not to just move them on. It's to say, oh, you know what? You're missing this concept here. Let's back up and figure out this.
I think there is a disenchantment with the culture of standardized testing and the overall standardization of the school experience that narrows the curriculum and doesn't allow for a lot of ways that students learn best.
Koonsman acknowledges there are many ways to get a good education that don't necessarily align with the standards the state developed. Survey data from the National Center for Education Statistics shows 74% of parents who choose to homeschool their children do so in part because of a dissatisfaction with academic instruction at other schools. Unless parents opt their kids in to take standardized tests, there is no statewide system for measuring a homeschooled student's success. Often when students go back to traditional school, the ease or difficulty of the transition academically can be a good indicator.
Through your actions, thoughts, and dialogue. But your story.
The Burnfields have two elder daughters in 8th and 9th grade who just moved over to public school this fall. They've told their mom they're adjusting just fine. One of the girls even switched into an advanced math class. The three younger girls might make a similar move in the future.
Do you like being homeschooled?
Yes, but I've never been to school, to like actual school, so I want to see what it's like to do that.
For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.
Yeah, my mom.